Thursday was all about the breaking news. So much so that if this was a video, it'd look a lot like CNN with those words in bright red text plastered all over the bottom of your screen. And we were fully expecting one of those major sports stories. The other caught everyone off guard. And we'll begin there. The Big Ten Conference will now be the only conference in the country that will go all the way from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. This after the conference admitted USC and UCLA starting with the 2024-25 season. The announcement sends another major shockwave through the college sports landscape. The move coincides with the expiration of the Pac-12 TV contract with ESPN and Fox. The Big Ten is poised to sign a new media rights deal that could be worth over $1 billion. The other breaking news on Thursday is one we were all expecting but just didn't know when. The Detroit Red Wings announced that Tampa Bay Lightning assistant coach Derek Lalonde has been named as the 28th head coach in franchise history. Lalonde was an assistant with Tampa Bay for the past four seasons, where they won two Stanley Cups. Lalonde has some experience in the Red Wings organization. He was once the head coach of the Toledo Walleye of the ECHL, who are the Red Wings' AA affiliate. Major League Baseball was an off day for the Tigers and the White Sox. Detroit returns home after their eight-game road trip to face Kansas City tonight at 7:10. A 6:50 pregame show on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox were at San Francisco at 10:15, and the Cubs closed out their series with Cincinnati on Thursday, taking two of the three games with the Reds after a 15-7 win. Patrick Wisdom had a grand slam and solo home run, and he drove in six runs. Christopher Morel had a career-high five hits. Today, the Cubs are home to face the Red Sox at 2:20. The opening day of free agency in the NBA. A total of five players signed new deals on Thursday worth $1.1 billion. Nikola Jokic, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Ja Morant all agreed to their new deals. Former Michigan State and Charlotte Hornets forward Miles Bridges didn't get a new deal. He did get a nice set of silver bracelets as he was arrested on Thursday. TMZ first reported the arrest, and details on the charges were not known. WNBA tonight, it's Indiana at Seattle at 10 o'clock. Midwest League Baseball, West Michigan over Fort Wayne 8-4. Lansing beat Lake County 10-3. Dayton with an 11-8 win over Great Lakes. And South Bend beat Beloit 5-3. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Friday, July 1st, I'm Dave Wolfe.